dear Father, dear God, we come to you this morning. Just want to thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us with the gift of a new day. I pray as we're about to get into our devotional thought for this morning that you would just send your Holy Spirit just to be with us in a special way and let your words be spoken this morning and just speak through me so that someone here could be blessed. I pray that whatever is going to be shared this morning, that it could be the answer to what someone here is seeking answers for, Lord. Just want to thank you right now. I do pray these mercies in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The title of my devotional thought this morning is called, "The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord." I repeat it again, "The battle is not yours, it's the Lord." And our verse is coming from 2 Samuel 22, reading from verse 2 to 3. 2 Samuel 22, verse 2 to 3. For those of us who have our Bible, you can just say amen whenever you find the scripture.
Amen.
Okay.
2 Samuel.
Oh.
2 Samuel 22, verses 2 to 3. I'm reading from the New International Version. No, I read it in your hearing. "The Lord is my rock, my protection, my savior. My God is my rock. I can run to him for safety. He's my shield and my saving strength, my defender and my place of safety. The Lord saves me from those who want to harm me." And I'll stop there. All right. So I just want to pose this question, this rhetorical question. And the question is that how many times in our lives that, you know, we just feel like there's so many opposition around us? It could be opposition in your own personal life, or, you know, it could be opposition on your job. It could be opposition in your spiritual walk with God. But every time you're trying to do something with yourself or trying to do something for God, there's something around you just out of nowhere just start to happen. And if it wasn't for the grace of God in your life, if it wasn't for the relationship with God, you would have just given up or acted in a very un-Christ-like way. All right? And, you know, I was impressed to share this morning because, I don't know, I was just like, Lord, I don't know what to talk about. And usually I would just like to pray and ask God what you want me to talk about. And while I was thinking about this scripture, quite a few instances in my life, actually came up. And I remember when I was doing one of my internships, I was running late, and I was, you know, I was wrong. I was speeding, and out of nowhere on a road where there were no cops, this cop just came out of nowhere. And mind you, this is my last 2 weeks in my internship. My internship so far was going fine, but it seemed like the last 2 days seemed to be more challenging than ever. Just like it seemed like things out of nowhere just started to pop up to the point where it could have actually caused me to fail my internship. And this day I was already late, almost 50 minutes late as it was, and I got pulled over. And because I was pulled over, I got to work very, very, very late, you know. So that was one instance. And then it was like 2 days later, still rushing. And I was in the car just having devotion, praising God. And this pothole, my car just fell into this pothole. And the tire, immediately within seconds, the tire was flat, was popped. And I was actually driving on the rim of my car. So I had to make a decision. Either I just leave the car there or actually tow the car, actually drive the car to work. So I actually kept driving. It was so good that the place was only 5 minutes away from where I actually fell in the pothole. Another instance was that the same internship, 3 days after that, I was with this patient having a good conversation. My eyes was on the patient, and within one second, I actually looked away, and this woman just started flying in midair to the point where she I don't know how she fell, but I felt like it was the hands of God who actually reached out and caught her just in the nick of time. And out of nowhere, my supervisor was jumping across tables. He was jumping across the room. And he caught her just as she was about to fall on the floor. And if she had fallen on the floor, it would have been, I would have automatically failed. There would have been a lot of paperwork. The family would have got involved. The state would have gotten involved. The department would have gotten in trouble. And within the nick of time, the Lord came through and he rescued me. So, I mean, these are just a few examples I could actually think of right now. And the reason I can say all of this is that even in the situations where it felt like it was going to be impossible, God came through for me. And like I said to you before, if it wasn't for the hand of God that actually intervened in most of those situations, I could have failed my internship or things would have turned out to be worse. And in the case of me speeding and driving, that morning after the cop spoke to me, he just gave me a warning ticket. I didn't lose my license because I was supposed to lose my license based on how fast it was going. But God had mercy. He showed mercy, and I ended up getting a ticket, which didn't affect my points on my license, and I didn't lose my license. The same incident with my tire. My supervisor was the one who fixed my tire. I didn't have to call a towing truck for them to get the car or anything. He was the one who fixed the tire there and then. Then the instance with the lady falling, instead of him failing me, I got one of the highest grades he could have given a student. So I'm saying all this to say that when it seems as if the devil is attacking you from every angle, the Lord can turn all those situations into a blessing. So that's why we have to keep our eyes on God. When things seem as if it's not working out, it seems like everything you touch, it seems like when you're trying to move forward in your spiritual life and you're trying to do things for God and you're trying to do evangelism, you're going out and you're trying to tell people about the word of God, or you just seem like no matter what you're doing, the devil is about to attack you. Now is the time for us as Christians, for us to look up to God. Look up to God and say, Lord, in you I trust. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. And despite the fact that everything around me seems as if it's going to fall apart, in you I trust. So I just wanted to reiterate one more thing. And the fact is that in any situation in your life, trial, problem, anything it is, you have to understand that you already got the victory before the situation has already started. God already knew ahead of time that whatever the situation is, that, you know, if you do trust in him, he will help you to go through the situation. Because the Lord, when you are weak, the Lord is strong. The Lord will shine his face on his children. So we have to understand that there's a point in our relationship that when things go around us go wrong, you just got to trust God, and that's the time you need to pray and to seek God more, because God, he will always take care of his children. So that's all I'm going to share right now. I have more information, but I think I need to stop there. So my question to you right now is this. Has anyone have ever experienced God in the same way that I just described just now? You know, it seemed like everything around you was falling apart, but God just came through at the right time to intervene in those situations.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there before too, and the Lord is always there to help me out.
Okay. Anything you guys want to share? I know serious experiences that on a daily basis.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
I guess I could go ahead and share something really quick. I remember a few years, I guess like over 3 years ago, I remember I was going through a series of problems, or I was staying with my mom, and I was not working, And she was trying to get me into college to do teaching, but I wasn't really particular. I didn't really like teaching that much. And then I remember, like, I had a huge student loan that I owed in Jamaica. Like, I owed, like, over $2 million or something in student loan. And
wow.
I remember I was here, yes, in Jamaica. So I was there, like, I remember, and then I couldn't sleep. I had problems sleeping at night because I was thinking about it. I remember I was there sitting sometimes outside, and I'm there worrying, how am I going to pay it? And every time I don't, for each month that I don't pay my student loan, the cost of it is, it's just going up, the interest rate. Each month that I don't pay on time, I have to pay late fees, so that's why it just kept, like, going up. And I was working, and then they were contacting my guarantors, like my uncles. And then I remember my mom, she wanted me to go to college, which means that it's going to be more money. And at the time, well, her and my stepdad, they weren't really making that much money. And then after that, I got, like, it was, like, so stressful to the point that both me and my mom, we were really stressed. And then we got into an argument about issues that took place when I was younger. I felt like she wasn't there for me, and she said I really shouldn't have brought up stuff like that. And then she started attacking my religion and saying that because I don't, cause I, that, at that point I could have gotten a job. It's just that I had to work on Saturdays. And I didn't want to do that, and that's why she started attacking my religion and everything. And then I remember we had, like, a big argument, and then she said, like, I had to leave her where she was staying. And at that time, I remember I was doing my studies, and what comforted me at that point was that the study says sometimes people that you love, the devil will use them to try to get to you. So, you know, I just prayed and just left. I just left it all to God, and of course he worked it out that, you know, when it was time for me to leave, he provided somewhere else for me to go. And then I got a job, and then I was, like, working three jobs, and I was able to pay off my student loan in 2 years. I never thought that would have happened, because I remember I was worried so much, but because I was able to do three jobs, I was able to pay it off in 2 years, and I still have until 2010. And I remember when I was done paying off my student loan, I had, like, 3 years left to go. So, you know, God was really working in that area.
Amen.
And I was also able to have reconciled with my mom again, and we're talking, and I think our relationship is even better. I know that, you know, I stood up for my rights. She's able to listen to me now these days about my religion, and, you know, she said she's going to visit me in the summer, and she's planning on coming to church, and she's never, you know, many times she dropped me off at church, and she never once came inside church with me. So she said she's planning on coming to church with me when she gets here.
Amen. Amen. So during the process of you doing your three jobs, did you compromise the Sabbath at all?
Oh, no.
Okay. And that's the thing, too. When God, when you're placed in such situations and there's such hardship around you, your faith is being tried. And it's like the more you remain faithful to God, you see that God will bless you. He'll bless you. And like you just pointed out, you were able to pay off your tuition, your student loan, within a certain time frame. And now the relationship with your mother is better. And now you're able to share your faith with God. What if you have compromised your faith there and then? You know, maybe the results would have not been the same now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, God will always bless his children, no matter what's going on around them. The key is that we have to remain faithful and have trust in God no matter what is going on around us. It may seem hopeless, but God will take care of the situation.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
And my brother Taylor.
Yes, ma'am.
You have something to share?
Well, I was gonna share. Last night I was at worship. They had a 10 o'clock worship last night, and they had asked me to share a testimony, but I was listening to this guy. He said he was praying for something for so long, and sometimes he would stand outside and he would ask, God, am I not your child? What's going on? I've been praying for this thing for so long, and I'm not getting it, and I'm not getting it. But he kept, you know, praying and praying about it, and he wanted a Mac computer because mm-hmm. he's such a computer guy, and he's so into technology and so on. He tells God if he can just put his hands on a Mac, then he will do great things for God.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said he got this idea in his head and so on about raising money because he didn't have money for it. Macs are very expensive. And one day he went in the cafeteria and he just saw this guy, and he told a guy about his idea. And the guy said, oh, my goodness, I was thinking about the same exact thing. I think he was a professor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the professor told him that he wants to sit down with him one day to hear more of his ideas. So he came just maybe a few days or so later, and they sat down, they started to talk. The professor told him, just get in the car. And he started driving. They started driving to somewhere. I don't know. What's the place? The computer store.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, we're going to go check out computers. I'm going to see, you know, we're going to price them and see. I'm going to get to play with it, whatever, whatever, whatever. And when he gets to the store, the guy goes up to the clerk and he says, could you wrap one of these here for me? And the professor basically, I don't know, this thing probably costs like, I don't know, almost $2,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this professor bought this computer for him free of charge. He didn't pay nothing. All he got a gift. And the professor told him, you have a testimony now. Tell people about it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just say that to say that God is able to do anything. I mean, sometimes we sit down, you know, we have, like, for example, student loans and so on and so forth. God is able to do almost anything. Ellen White in Corporate Ministry says that God has more than 1,000 ways to provide for us. When the economy is in recession and they don't have food, when there's a drought, all that kind of stuff. And we don't even have, we have no idea. But the main thing is remaining faithful to him. And he's going to show you a path that you have never seen before that you think might be impossible. It always happens.
Right.
I believe a text that says it best, is anything too hard for the Lord? God can
right.
do all things.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is no limitations on God.
Right.
He has no limitations. And you know, sometimes we tend to limit him, and it's not our fault because we are limited.
Exactly.
Sin has made us limited. I think the Isaiah Vajra says that God has given us the ability to infinitely learn more and more of Him. Even now in our mortal state, it is possible for us to keep learning something or every day about God until He comes a second time. We have that capacity even now. So imagine what's gonna happen when we're translated and we have a new body and we're immortal and things of that nature. You know, we limit God in a lot of ways, and God is not to be limited. There's nothing too hard for Him to do. You gotta have mustard seed faith to move mountains. So, it all depends on your relationship with God. And sometimes things like that will happen. God will allow things like that to come in your life, great challenges to increase your faith.
That's right. That is so true. Yeah, and since we're pressed for time, I'm just going to wrap it up, and the final words I want to leave, I just want to dissect our scripture reading that we read earlier, and he said, the Lord is my rock. When something is a rock, that means that the foundation is strong. It's not like the sand that's going to be washed away. The word of God is sound. The word of God is strong. When you trust in God, it's a solid foundation. He said he's my, you're my protector. That means that when things around you seem so bad, like you feel so vulnerable, you feel like everything is crashing in on you, the Lord said he's your protector. He'll take care of you. He's your savior. That means that he will rescue you. He will rescue you from a bad situation. He will rescue you when the situation seems hopeless. He goes back to say that I can run to him for safety. It goes back to what I was saying before. I mean, if you seem like you can't handle the situation and there's nowhere to go, and you can always run to God, run to him in prayer, run to God seeking him, and he's there to protect you and to keep you safe. He said he's my shield. So when the darts of the devil is attacking you from every angle, when your own family members are turning against you, your friends are turning against you, he will be there to shield you, and he's my saving strength. He will defend you. When you can't speak and defend yourself in certain situations, the Lord will defend you. And wherever the God is, it's a place of safety. So my brothers and my sisters, once more, I just want to say that as we go through the day, let's just reflect on how God has been there for us in times when we know we couldn't have done the situations ourselves. It was only the hands of God. It was only the act of God that have taken us through that situation. So as we go through the day, let it be a day of rejoicing, a day of just thanking God for his many, many blessings and just asking him to take you through every situation in your life. And as he said in his word, that he's faithful and he's just. So I just want to thank each person for participating in our class this morning and for coming. And this is the time where we're going to close in prayer. And Sirius, if you don't mind praying, would really appreciate that.
All right, we can pray. All right, from my head, Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity of prayer. We know that before we call you, you have already heard us. And while we get speaking even now, you're ready to answer our prayers. Please forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For we know if we have any iniquity in our hearts, then you cannot hear our prayers. We bring before you the request in our hearts, Lord. You said that if we delight ourselves in you, then you will give us the desires of our hearts. And you know individually what we desire here this morning, and I pray that you will minister. There are some people who are seeking a financial blessing. There are some people who are seeking a spiritual blessing. There are some people who are seeking a mental blessing, a health blessing, Lord, whatsoever it is. I pray that you will minister it. And if their request is for someone else, Lord, please honor it and answer it speedily. I pray, O Lord, that you will continue to allow us to shine for you like lights. Help us to be consistent in our ministry. Help us, O Lord, to show what you have called us to show. And help us not to be selfish in any way. Give us love in our hearts for each other and give us love in our hearts for you. And when you come a second time, we pray that you will save us in your eternal kingdom. But until then, help us to stay faithful to you. For you are faithful to us, Lord, in whatever we do and wherever we go, and you've kept us this long, and just continue to keep us and continue to guide us. And when it's all said and done, save us again. I pray in Jesus' name. We pray, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, everyone, have a great and a blessed day.
All right.
You too. Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Take care. All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, Steve. Bye, John.